Oh yeah, episode 15 of Big Smoke Music Weekly is here with me, your host, Luke Scanlon, and David Bowen. The most important thing on this episode is it's my birthday week.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Stevie. In this episode, we'll be doing...
I'm pretty sure one of the early episodes that you said you hate people that use the phrase birthday week.
Yeah, I'm only using it because it's a weekly podcast, Dave. My birthday is tomorrow, but the listeners don't know when that is. Anyway, we'll be doing an Isle of Wight introduction. I'll be talking about a festival I'd never usually go to. And we'll also have a Big Smoke in Focus chat with the fantastic Irish outfit When Young. But for time being, this one from Pip Blom. Blom there with Tired, which is quite fitting actually, because the man sat opposite me looks very tired. Funnily enough, Dave, they're from Amsterdam and it looks like you've taken a trip there, so please drink more of that coffee and don't go to a coffee shop like that. That's off their debut album Boat, and they're playing Field Day, which we'll be going to on my birthday. Don't know if you heard, it's my birthday. And is it? They're also playing Glastow as well, mate.
Yep.
So yeah, you can see them double bubble there, Dave.
Double bubble.
Come on, double bubble
twice
there
in a month.
Jeez.
Love it.
That just reminded me, right, today I had this really weird thing. Actually, I thought about this. We could do a little, have a little fun and games here to try and wake you up.
Yeah.
There's this guy today at work, and I was trying to listen to what he was saying, but he was talking so quickly. And I was like, what? What? And you know, third time was
Were you having the conversation with him?
Yeah. And he was just kept talking really quick. And like third time of asking gets a bit awkward then, doesn't
it?
So yeah, I thought we could have a go at trying to speak quickly, singing songs.
This really isn't going to happen to me today.
Yeah, well, I thought it'd be funny. So we're going to try this now with Vampire Weekend, right? So you've got to try and sing along to the lyrics. Here you go, Davo. Here's your moment.
You can go first.
You're not saying words. You're just going, hoida, 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 hoida,
hoida. I'm like an Irish chick.
That was shocking. Right.
You show me how it's done then, mate.
Right, I'll have a go. Ready, Dave? This is how it's done, right?
Yeah, show me. Show me the way.
Here you go. Corner scans. Only the way you want it, only the day you want it, only a little bit. Impossible.
You literally
I got to the third. At least I was singing words, English words.
Pretty much. You're
just going, oi, 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 oi.
I was getting involved.
Anyway, the moral of the story is don't speak quickly.
Yeah, please
don't. And I don't know how he does that.
No.
That's pretty impressive. Oh, and another, I had an absolute shocker, right? Listen to this. So I was texting, name dropping. I was trying to book, well, I have booked Sam Allardyce, right, to come on at work. And I had a really bad autocorrect. This is really good, right? Okay, so I was like, oh, hi Sam, just checking you around tomorrow for a chat, blah blah blah. And he's like, oh, we're trying to like negotiate a time, and he's going off on Hollybob somewhere. And so he said, all right, yep, 6:30 in the morning, all good. So I was trying to write cheers Sam, and I autocorrected and just replied, cheers fam. And he replied,
cheers my G,
Sammy, big Sammy,
Sam, the fam.
So he just replied two crying laughing emojis, which I thought was quite funny.
I bet he loved that, actually.
Cheers,
he's
fam.
Down with the youth now.
Exactly.
Sam Allardyce.
Ridiculous. Anyway, let's have this one then from Social Room. Still to come on episode 15, our Big Smoke in Focus chats with Wen Young and Isle of Wight as well. We're going to be speaking to a very special Isle of Wight correspondent. This is Social Room. Ooh, Dave, liking that one. That is Social Room with It's Not Goodbye. A band from Sunderland, another northeast. Do you know what? It's really weird. Whenever I go to say northeast, like my brain's like, say Middle East. I don't know why. I'm like Jesus. Always correct.
They are very similar, the northeast and Middle East.
Oh, very, very similar. Yes, I've often
Sunderland is the Dubai of England.
Yeah. Well, they're an unsigned three-piece, which is interesting.
A bit of horns in there.
Exactly. In our Big Smoke In Focus chat with Wen Young, I do ask them about the formation of a three-piece and if it was actually a better option. But anyway, talking about Isle of Wight, Dave, I'm very happy to announce that Lauren Hibbard, Isle of Wight's rock and roll star, is going to join us now for some tips ahead of the festival.
Woohoo!
Hello, Lauren. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good. Are you in the van at the moment?
We're in the tour van. We're watching Futurama. Life is good.
Good stuff.
Oh, that is a life, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm with my co-host Dave, by the way. That's that weird Bristolian accent that you can hear.
Amazing. How
are
you doing?
Good, you?
So, Lauren, you're playing in Amsterdam tomorrow, is that right?
Yeah, so excited.
Good times. So, the reason I was calling, as our Isle of Wight correspondent, of course.
Of course.
So, yeah, a couple of things. I mean, I'm going to the festival again this year, which I'm very much looking forward to. You're playing on the main stage on Sunday, right?
Yes. Very exciting. We love it because it's the one time a year we don't get a ferry to go anywhere. Everyone gets a ferry to us. Really nice.
That's perfect. That's good stuff. So just because I've been to the Isle of Wight a few times, but I don't really know it that well. So I just need to know. Like, I need to know a few things. So what would you say is the best attraction on the island?
The best attraction on the Isle of Wight is probably Black Gang Chine. It's like an adventure theme park. It's for children, but really, it's probably the best place in the world. There's dinosaurs everywhere. Like an actual dream.
Nice.
I definitely recommend you go there if you haven't already been.
Have you got an annual pass for it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I know everyone that works there as well, so they just slide us in.
Amazing. Okay, cool. Yeah. And then I also wanted to know, nightlife. If I find myself outside of the festival walls, where do I go for a night out?
So it's limited choice, let's be honest. You know, we're not really the party destination. But there is only one option for you, which narrows it down totally. And there is a Fever Boutique, and that is it. No other option. Just one club, and it's called Fever, and it's horrible, but it's fun.
Sweet.
But,
is that like a rite of passage on the Isle of Wight?
I mean, yeah. You can't go there and not see everybody you've ever like met in your life there. It's the only place to go. Like, honestly, I'll see my uncle in there. It'd be like, oh my God, sorry.
I'm picturing sticky floors and nothing but Pitbull playing through the speakers.
Exactly. You've nailed it. In what? You've effectively already been.
Get in. And Dave's got one question. One important question.
What is the food situation like there? Where do I go to eat? Come on.
It depends what you're feeling. Like, you know, we're pretty good at the whole pub grub thing. So, like, near the festival, there's, like, a nice little pub called the Wheat Sheaf, which is pretty good.
Nice.
We've got a couple of standard, you know, joints, Pizza Hut, Peach Express, whatever. We haven't got anything cool. We haven't got anything like Nando's or, like, I don't know what else is cool, but we haven't got any of that.
That's pub grub. I'm happy with that.
Little Italian called Oliver as well. You should check that out. That's pretty good.
Amazing. And Lauren, obviously you're probably up there surely with one of the most famous people from the Isle of Wight now, but I wanted to know if there's any like famous locals, you know, like they're not famous but they're famous to local people.
There's only one man that's springing to mind, and that's Derek Sandy. You might have seen him recently on Britain's Got Talent.
No? What does he do?
Oh my God, so basically he's written this anthem called Welcome to the Isle of Wight, and it's basically like the theme tune, the home sound song of the Isle of Wight. And then he went and auditioned to Britain's Got Talent this year and got through.
Amazing.
For it. It's single-handedly the worst song you'll ever hear in your life.
Is this what they play as soon as you step foot off the ferries now?
I was going to think, did they play it on repeat on the ferry?
Yeah. It is horrible. So yeah, Derek Sandy's the man you want to meet. We'll get a picture with him if you can.
Is he playing? Is he playing this year?
Oh, he probably will. If he doesn't, it's an outrage.
Can we give away? Would you give up your slot for him to play?
Oh, absolutely. if John Giddings rang me tomorrow and was like, Lauren, we've got to get Derek on, I'll be like, I totally understand, mate.
Yeah. Get him on.
What you got to do. Give the people what they want. They don't want me. Give him Derek.
Derek, we'll start the campaign now. And then, Lauren, if there's one tip, like, specific to Isle of Wight Festival, what would you say that would be?
I would say, specific to Isle of Wight Festival, is that I always think the Thursday night's the best. I don't know why, but it's just from experience. Because as from Friday, everything gets weird, because you start getting all the local people in, and then it's all a bit like, yeah, you're in our country, you know. we can sniff out people that have come over here just for it, and then people that have lived here and understand the Isle of Wight.
Right.
So enjoy the Thursday, and then start spotting all the real local people.
So after Thursday, there'll just be thousands of you walking around.
Loads of me going, they're not even from here. Where have they parked their car?
Amazing. Well, Lauren, as our Isle of Wight correspondent, thanks so much for joining us.
No worries at all. I hope I gave it a glowing recommendation.
Oh, incredible. I can't wait now, even more so than last year. But yeah, I'll see you there for a boogie and a beer, I'm sure. But
awesome.
Yeah, we're going to give Hoochie a spin now. So good luck on the tour as well, and I'll catch you up soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good one, guys.
See you later. Bye. Well, Dave, incredible.
Yep.
There you go.
I know all about it now.
Pack my bags now. I can't even wait.
Get me there. I'm going to live there.
How blind was I last year without knowing all of that? Unbelievable. Groundbreaking stuff here on Big Smoke Music Weekly. Anyway, this is the brilliant Isle of... What do you call someone from the Isle of Wight? Isle of...
Whitian.
Isle of Whitian? the whitish singer.
The whitest person.
The whitish person. This is Lauren Hibbard with Hoochie.
I don't wanna catch my breath.
Yes, Lauren Hibber. That's her with her most recent single, Hoochie. Saw her a few weeks back at Lexington and absolutely brilliant. She's always good live, always, well, as you can tell from that interview, always really good interacting with the crowd as well. And yeah, refreshing that she doesn't take herself seriously.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
like
she said that when I interviewed her. I can't remember, God knows what episode that was. Way back when. Way back in the year of this year.
Back in the day.
But yeah, mate, loving that. So Dave, back to my birthday. I believe you wanted to ask me some questions.
Right. First, you're a quarter of a century old now.
Yeah. Oh, God, don't tell me about that. Jesus.
So, I can't think.
You can't think?
No.
Go on. That started off well, then.
If you could sum up...
If I could sum up...
If you could sum up your first 25 years of your life as a type of cheese, what type of cheese would you be?
Whoa. I reckon... probably like a brie that's been left in quite a warm room.
What a bit stinky.
It's kind of started... looks good to begin with.
A bit ripe.
And then just gets a little bit melted and a little bit loose. That's what I'd go for. Next question.
What's the weirdest place you've ever been naked?
I wonder what you're going to say then. The weirdest place I've been naked? Probably your bedroom.
What?
That stops you in your tracks, doesn't it? Well, I sleep as nature intended, Dave.
Yeah.
So I've slept in your room.
That's not very good. There's got to be a better place than that, isn't it?
Weirdest place I've slept naked.
Not slept, being naked.
Oh, being naked.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Probably just like on side of the motorway, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember what I was coming back from. I think I was coming back from a festival. I was in a pair of jeans and I'd run out of boxers and I really wanted to get into some shorts because I was like, man's be getting toasty where he shouldn't be getting toasty.
Yeah,
so I pulled over on the side of a motorway and got my tackle out to get into some shorts.
Tackle. Caused many crashes, did it?
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Pile up.
Road blockage. For all the right reasons. Okay. And what's the... You got one more, haven't you?
Have I?
Have you? What is it then?
Let's just pluck this out of thin air then,
go
shall
on.
I?
As per usual, you've done more prep than anyone here.
If you could sum up your life in three words, what would it be?
Three words. Ropey.
Ropey. Ropey Brie. That's what you are.
Ropey... don't know what a word is for that. Well, it's kind of a phrase, really. Not enough hours in the... Hours?
Hours?
Not enough hours in the day. And two words again, organised chaos.
Yeah, that's a good one for you, actually.
Anyway, enough of that garbage. This is...
That went well.
That went swimmingly. Fucking sensational. This is the Reznor Cornish outfit, Dave. Cornish.
Up the Truro.
Up the Truro. This is them with Mickey.
Well, I think she likes me, and I think she's everything I need. I won't let her entice me now, but with a northern accent, it's highly likely.
Why did she like me?
that was the Reznor with Mickey. Yeah, Dave, you were just saying it's a bit of a sort of mid-noughties.
Yeah, really mid-noughties indie.
I do like that. Kinda I think like... that's another thing in my 25 years, Dave. Always drawn back to that sound.
Yeah, yeah. That always. is the sound that you always kind of just fall back to loving, don't you?
Yeah, well, here I am sat here doing an indie podcast. Grow up, Luke. But yeah, amazing. Oh, breaking news, actually. Didn't tell you there. Lauren Hubbard, our Isle of Wight correspondent, she just texted me saying that to confirm that Derek Sandy of Britain's Got Talent will be, in fact, playing at Isle of Wight.
Yeah, I'm the Derek.
Going to be so good. I can't wait for that. So good times.
Can we please play the Isle of Wight song at some point?
I'll find it and then I'll burn it.
Yeah.
Cool. Anyway, time now for a bit of this.
Bloody hell!
Oh my god!
What the Jesus alive! Fucking Big Smoke in Focus.
Yes, time now for episode 15's Big Smoke in Focus chat with Aoife Power, lead singer of Limerick outfit When Young. I caught up with her this week, and I began by asking Aoife, with their new debut album that came out on the 24th of May, Reasons to Dream, are they looking to forge out a bit of a different sound with their new tracks?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I think a lot of the time, lyrically, they can be a little bit darker than they might seem, and then the music might seem happier, like with Pretty Pure or like Never Let Go or Future. Like those songs, they kind of they seem like euphoric and happy, but actually the lyrics are a bit darker. So I guess In My Dreams is just kind of it has the darker melody too.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
definitely.
And then depressed. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to ask about Blank Walls because that's one of my favourite songs off the album.
Oh, cool.
And I don't know what it is about that song. I don't know if I'm right in thinking this, but there has a bit of like a feeling of bit of heartbreak in there. I don't know if that's a right thing that I'm feeling, but is that something that you intended on that track?
That track's really about... I was listening to this podcast and this Irish author, Colm Tobin. And he was talking about being inspired by kind of like bleak places and when nothing's happening. And sometimes like I felt like that in Limerick, where I'm from. Just kind of growing up, like I felt like there wasn't much going on. And but that's usually when I'm most productive at writing. Like when I go home to Ireland, I usually get a lot of work done. So it's kind of just about like, how you can be inspired by bleakness and nothingness.
Yeah, sure.
So I guess it's not really heartbreaking, but...
Fair enough. Don't know how I got that, but there you go. I think that's quite interesting, because I've spoken to like a couple of other artists on the show, and I think that's quite a weird thing, obviously, because you've written a song, as you said, with that in mind, like that subject. But it's quite weird how fans listening to songs kind of put their own spin on a track.
Yeah, in a way, I probably shouldn't tell people what things are about so that they can keep that up, because I'm always really disappointed when I hear what a song is truly about and I've thought it was something else. And, you know, it can be like you can relate to it in a certain way and then all of a sudden that idea is just blown by the artist. But
completely changed.
Yeah, yeah. For the next album, I won't tell anyone. What.
Yeah, like, keep it under your hat, definitely. Oh, talking of hats, are you still wearing berets? Because I've seen you a couple of times. I was like, where's the beret gone?
I'll go back into it in the winter, I think. It's a bit too hot for it now. Yeah, I'm going in and out of phases. But yeah, I'd say I'll go back to it.
Good stuff. And you're saying about Ireland as well, and you're from Limerick. You can probably tell from my thick Irish accent that my family are from County Limerick. So,
really?
Yeah, they're from a little tiny place called Shanagolden. I don't know if you've ever heard of Shanagolden.
Yeah, I'm sure I've been there, yeah.
Well, there you go. My surname's Scanlon, so I've got a pretty Irish surname. So there you go, a little insight into my family for you. So going back to Ireland, obviously you guys, how long have you been in London now for?
Like 6 years, so quite a while.
Really? Yeah, okay, that's quite interesting. Because obviously your songs like The Others, that's obviously like a bit of a tribute and sort of... a comment on the whole Grenfell disaster. So do you feel that in those 6 years you've been in London, you've kind of developed quite an attachment to the city?
Yeah, definitely. I think London is a place that really like accepts you know, people from all over, and you can just like, you can feel like it, you're part of it too, you can feel like really accepted here. So yeah, we definitely feel like a part of it, and it's really like influenced a lot of our music. I know I was saying that like Limerick and Ireland has too, but I think it's a combination of the both. Kind of the contrast.
So what was it about, I know obviously Grenfell was like a terrible scenario, what happened there, and your video for that single in particular was quite powerful, I think, but what was it that really struck you and wanted to write about that in The Others?
It was, sorry, a dog barking. It was really my personal experience working close by, and
right.
I was working as a gardener for like clients in that area, and it was really because some of the clients I was working for were politicians, and they lived like streets away from the Grenfell Tower, and they lived in safety, and I just kind of was a bit horrified by how something like this could happen on their turf, like in their neighborhood down the road, and like people were just being ignored, and it just happens across the board, you know, like the people not being looked after, and the particular politicians that I was working for like could have a say in looking after
people
in the country. Yeah,
definitely, yeah. And then I was gonna say as well, excuse me for my ridiculously loud cough there, I was gonna say, because that's obviously, that was like that's a recent hot topic, and then obviously you've got songs like Never Let Go, and that seems to be about obviously mental health. And so are you guys as a band, do you feel like you are quite in sync with what's going on, because it seems to be you're kind of reacting to instant things at the moment?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know. I don't know, like those are things I suppose that have just affected us, and I suppose they affect everyone, and it has come up, like people are becoming more open and more willing to talk about things, which is really great, and I suppose we just, but yeah, I suppose like subconsciously, the fact that other people are talking about things like mental health, it makes you stronger and makes you feel like you can open up better too. And I think all that really helps. So yeah, I suppose maybe it's trickled in.
Sure, yeah. And I just wanted to talk about you guys as a band and your format. It's quite rare that you do get a three-piece at the moment, particularly in indie. So what is it that kind of, is that just what sort of felt right as a band, or was that a decision you wanted to just stick as a three?
Yeah, we actually did try out other like members at some point, and it never seemed to work. At the moment, I have stopped playing bass, and we've brought in a session musician for live shows, but the band is still just the three of us. And I think that comes from like us being friends since we were younger, and just having this kind of like, we just have a really strong connection, and I don't know, it would just be kind of strange to bring someone in. I think we'd have to really, really fit into our whole writing process, and
enough. So that's interesting that you've got you've brought someone else in for the live shows. Is that because you want it allows you to kind of focus on your own performance a bit more when you're just singing?
Yeah, I'm just trying that out at the moment, really. And I think bass and singing are kind of at odds, and I'm not quite, like, filling it. So I just really wanted to concentrate on singing.
Yeah.
And there aren't really a lot of breaks in our songs, so...
Yeah, fair enough. I was going to say, that's quite interesting to say about no breaks, because I think that's one thing that I've picked up from When Young. As I said, I've kind of listened to you for about a year now, I think it is. Mm. And a lot of your songs have sort of like a rolling feel to it. It kind of, I don't know if that makes any sense to you whatsoever, but it kind of, it's got like an amazing rolling feel that keeps, just get stronger and stronger as songs go on.
Yeah, I guess so. That's part of like our whole like U5 thing, and we try and make the songs like a journey. When we were recording the album, this sounds like a driving song. This sounds like a driving song. We kind of just wanted to keep that like that feeling going in the production and the recording. Like it's kind of like you're in a car and you're listening to a song.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Definitely. Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense. You might end up on one of those, like, compilation albums, driving tunes.
Oh, yeah, hopefully that would be amazing.
That's the dream, right?
Yeah.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
So, yeah, is there, going back to the album Reasons to Dream, is there any particular one song on there that stands out as, like, a proud moment for you on the record?
Yeah, it's actually, like, the slower ones for me, I'm more proud of. I prefer to listen to them, like Something Sweet and Blow Up the World. For me, they're probably my favourite.
Yeah, that's interesting. Something Sweet, definitely. That's such an atmospheric. It's quite a captivating song, I think, actually. It's one of those ones that makes you stand still, almost. And like, because I was listening to it on the bus on the way home. I'm so rock and roll, I get the bus everywhere. I was listening to it on the bus on the way home, and it's one of those songs which makes you just look out the window and just think about stuff in a positive way.
Yeah.
Not in a bad
That's
way
true.
But yeah, if that doesn't end up on a TV program or a film, I'll be horrified.
Oh, me too.
It's definitely got that feel,
yeah,
about it.
Hope.
So what you guys got planned for the summer? Have you got any big festival dates in the diary?
Yeah, our next show is Body and Soul in Ireland, and then we're doing Barn on the Farm, Transmit, Latitude, and some in Germany. Lots of things coming up, yeah.
Awesome. And then you've got some UK dates as well, haven't you, at the end of September and October? I think you've got Scala on the 8th of October. I'll definitely come down
it.
To that one for sure.
Okay.
So, is there, because I've spoken to quite a few bands about the differences of playing around the UK and then compared to playing in London, and a lot of bands say that, like, London's great but the crowd don't react as much. Is that something that you've come across?
I think, like, it depends. I don't know. I really like playing in London, actually. It's always really fun. But I suppose, yeah, it depends, like, the venue. Like, I think more like when we were starting out and people didn't really know what they were going to see, and everyone's a bit, like, you know, self-conscious and cool and hands folded and don't want to move too much. And then when you go up, like, north, like, to Manchester, like, Sheffield, everyone's just, like, they don't really care. They're just, like, getting into it.
Mm, sure.
But, yeah, I mean, that.
Yeah.
Because it can't be really a general thing. It's more like a person thing.
Yeah. And going back to London thing, it's like you've moved here as well, and kind of related to that, how people think of it as when they're performing there sometimes, that icy thing. Do you feel like London has been easy to kind of live in, or has it been a bit of a, like, because I think some people experience it, you feel a bit kind of lost at times in London, but is that something that you've ever felt, or have you always kind of, because you've been together with the band, has that been something you've avoided?
No, we've definitely experienced that, yeah, totally. We've been like, I mean, when we came here, we just kind of, like, started, like, weren't really sure what we were, like, doing. We were trying to play music and then, like, working, like, jobs that, like, were badly paid and all this stuff. And, like, life can be a bit of a nightmare, you know. But it's just, like, it is a very vibrant city, and there's also, like, the really positive side that you can go out and see, like, amazing art or go to shows whenever you want and stay up all night and have the best time, like, walking the streets, like, and still feel safe, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, it's great to be in a big city like that, but there are, yeah, there's downsides, but I guess there's downsides everywhere.
Yeah. I definitely think London's got those two sides. Everyone's broke, but it's really good fun.
Yeah, totally.
Definitely. And then, Eva, I just wanted to ask as well, your voice is definitely one of the, like, the standout voices, I think, at the moment in Indian alternative. It's just such a unique voice, I think. So do you often get comments about that? Because it's kind of, I don't even know how I would begin to describe your voice. And that's a good thing, again. But I don't know where I'd go about describing your voice at all.
Yeah, I suppose I always just get compared to, like, Dolores O'Riordan, which really, like, pisses me off. I obviously love her, but it's just kind of lazy, you know. I mean, she's just another Irish person from the same part of the country, and she's a woman, and yeah, I mean, like, the way she sings and maybe the way I sing some notes, it kind of it derives from, like, traditional Irish way of singing. So. Yeah, which I was, like, very influenced by growing up. My family played traditional Irish music, so I would never try and sound like anyone but myself, and hopefully that's that comes across.
That's good stuff, yeah. I think I was raised on a diet of the Dubliners and the Pogues as well, so.
Nice.
Oh, and the Clancy Brothers. That was another one. I was trying to remember third one was. It was the Clancy Brothers. So, yeah, it was great. Also, I've got to say, I think you've got, like, the best ready-made name for showbiz.
Actually,
it's just perfect.
The combined names are Niall Burns, Andy Flood, Aoife Power. So we're kind of like some weird, like, Earth, Wind and Fire kind of element.
Exactly. It's perfect. It's perfect. My chat there with Aoife Power, the lead singer of When Young, our Big Smoke in Focus artist for this episode of Big Smoke Music Weekly.
That's tough.
Oh, gosh, what a long
what
intro.
A little
there.
Tongue twister.
Blimey. So, Dave, another fantastic interview we've done there.
Yeah, really good.
But, yeah, it was quite interesting where we started off at the beginning talking about the darker songs. I said, like, oh, they seem darker, but then she's like, nah, it's just the melody's dark with the lyrics actually on. It's quite interesting.
Isn't just now that can have that an effect on a song, isn't it? Where. Mm. I suppose it is, the music really does dictate what you hear, and sometimes, especially with me, I feel I listen to songs when I listen to music and I don't have a clue what they're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's quite interesting that she like says that. It's like, yeah, if you listen to the lyrics, it's not actually that broody, but it's just the music makes you feel like it is.
Bizarre. And then when I was saying to her as well, like, when I asked about some of the tracks and she's like, oh no, it means something else. And then I found that really interesting because it is weird how you listen to stuff and you make up your own mind about what it is about.
Yeah.
You kind of attach a song to a part of your life, don't you? And then like that is in that box then.
That's what music is, I think. I know it's obviously is the person who writes it, it means them to something. But I think they'll quite like that it can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people.
Mm.
I don't think, you know, that's probably a good thing in their eyes, that, you know, it can be read one way or read the other, but it could still be relevant to that person. So,
yeah,
quite clever.
Definitely. And also, the move over from Ireland, Limerick, hometown.
Is it? I never knew that.
Can you not tell my accent? So, yeah, 6 years. It's quite interesting. They've been in our nation's capital for 6 years and they've got that attachment to it already.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people have that relationship with London because it's like, I like being anonymous in London. And I think that's quite nice because there's loads of stuff to do and stuff, but you can go to different bars and you don't know anyone.
Yeah, no, that is good, yeah. I think especially, if you're from like a smaller town as well, I can imagine it being, you know, moving to London, it just sort of opens your eyes. So there's so much more stuff to do, obviously. And like you said, you can go different bars every night or whatever. The choice is endless.
It's almost like she's got, because she's got Limerick to go back to, she's got that like reset button almost to go back, and she's saying she gets more productive as she goes back home as well. So that's quite interesting.
Yeah.
Get away from the madness of London, go back to her hometown. And,
yeah, it's always good.
Exactly, yeah. But God, man, I could listen to the Irish accent all day. Let's have this one then from When Young, our Big Smoke in Focus artist this week.
This is Your Grand by When Young.
Darkness comes in like lightning. Daytime dances to midnight. Scared to death of the silence. Make last orders, hopes and kisses. Then you run your own. Look the stars in the black sky. Who's a feeling the same way? Fill the blanks with distractions.
Stay awake all night.
When Young there with Your Grand from their debut album Reasons to Dream, which came out on 24th of May. Huge tune, Dave.
Lovely stuff.
Lovely stuff. Definitely a band to try and catch on tour. And they're playing a few festivals this summer, and they're also going on UK tour end of September and October, and they're playing at Scala on 8th of October. Book us in, Dave. So now time for... Oh, my Lord. I'm throwing my microphone around the gaff here. Now time for a rising star by the name of Dylan John Thomas. This guy, you can kind of see where his influence comes from. If you go on his Facebook... His background, his cover photo is Bob Dylan. Yeah, this is him. He almost sounds like a modern Bob Dylan, just him, a guitar, and it's raw and it's great. This is him with Nobody Else.
I want nobody else, rather be by myself. If I'm without you, old leaves fall from the trees, just like dead memories, won't forget you. You picked me up when I was low. But I'll never let you know. I want nobody else, rather be by myself. If I'm without you, voices scream in the hall, pictures hang on the wall, up above you. Picked me up when I was low. But I'll never let you know. I want nobody else, rather be by myself. If I'm without you, put like twigs in the street, your face in my dreams, I still love you. You picked me up when I was low, but I'll never let you know. If I'm without you,
is there anything better than a song ending like that?
Ding.
Yeah, thanks, Hannah.
Thanks.
That was more of a Big Ben impression, but thanks for coming. That was Dylan John Thomas with Nobody Else. Very mature songwriter for a young guy, I think.
Yeah, it is, actually.
What a wholesome... That's just such a well-rounded song, I think. But yeah, big things ahead for him, I think. Jerry Cinnamon in a similar sort of mould, would you say?
Yeah.
Very big things ahead for him, I'm sure.
Anyway,
so yeah, as we haven't mentioned, it's my birthday this week. Woo, 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 woo! I'm sure Dave will be getting woken up very early. me popping my own party poppers.
Yeah.
Someone please give me attention. Anyway, let's wrap things up. This is episode 15 of Big Smoke Music Weekly. We'll be back again next week. We're going to leave you on this one. Really good little band, this one. This is Do Nothing with Gangs. Toodaloo-daloo.
sausage. The manager looks me right in the eye and beats his chest. Steve and I tried a bit of it when I was younger. Leave people in the dark long enough and they're bound to start fucking each other, that's it. We're all back together at last. After all this, it has to be that. But just shut up for once in your life. I get into trouble and wake up with a bruise. It looks like a map of the incident. And I say,